Here we go. Now there's speculation he may not have done it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now we're told there's growing concern that John Mark Carr may not be involved in the JonBenet murder. Number one, he said she'd been drugged. No drugs were found in her body. Number two, no evidence yet actually links him to the crime. Number three, his second ex-wife says she can prove he was in Alabama at the time. Of course, from what I've seen, an even stronger alibi might be that he's been a longtime resident of the planet Perverto with an active fantasy life. Here's one of the emails he sent to the Colorado professor who eventually called police. Quote, JonBenet, my love, my life. I love you and shall forever love you. I pray that you can hear my voice calling out to you from the darkness. Unquote. He also expressed sympathy for Michael Jackson, saying he knows what it's like to be, quote, trapped in a world that does not understand. And indeed, the world does not understand. Not that any of us would rush to judgment. In our system, you are innocent until you've been in the headlines at least a week. But marrying your first wife when she was 12, odes to murdered children, even crazy people need to use some common sense. It is 2006. We are all living in perpetual fear out here. I beg the slightly off-kilter people of the world for their own protection. Now is not a good time to be sending your strange emails, making your weird phone calls, or carrying matches, a screwdriver, and water onto a plane bound for Washington. Just because astronomers are creating new planets doesn't mean we're ready for visitors. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.